Last night in our council meeting, I reported fines, fees, and forfeitures of $2,681 for the month of August. Brent Richter reported that the Sycamore Street water line is being was replaced by the village crews a couple weeks ago, and now we're just waiting for some asphalt to be put down. We expect that to happen next week. Also, the Plum Street reconstruction is getting close to completion. The curbs and gutters, they hope to finish those this week, and hopefully we can get on asphalt on that and get that project wrapped up here in the next couple weeks. We also did do an emergency ordinance to amend the 2024 appropriations due to the Plum Street reconstruction. Now that we have the actual numbers, that's going to come in at. We did a first reading on a resolution to authorize the village administrator to submit applications to OPWC for the Second Street improvements, which will be done in the year 2026. We did a first reading on a resolution to authorize the village administrator to submit application to OPWC for some resurfacing on Herman and Plum Streets. We also did a second reading on a resolution to accept local government amount and rates set by the Overlays County Budget Commission. We did a second reading on an ordinance for conditional use of property at 420 South Washington Street, and that's a resident there would like to use their garage, detached garage, for a new business, a clothing boutique. And then we did a second reading on an ordinance to amend the subdivision regulations within the village. And finally, we did a third reading on ordinance to vacate the alley between Langhall's property and St. Peter's Church.